You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Yeah, it's John and Gordy filling in for Pete. He's on vacation, and hope your evening is going well. It's so warm, isn't it? It's just unbelievably canny, just like summer again.
It is. Yeah, it was beautiful sunshine today. Yeah. I guess it's going to be the same way tomorrow, but yeah. It's pretty warm in the studio this morning.
Really is.
We have Conrad standing by up in Green Bay. Good evening, Conrad. How are you?
Yeah, it was hot here as well up in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Do you guys get outside
and do anything?
A lot of leaf work because it's, you know, going to be just a few days here to get all those leaves taken care of, mulched, whatever you do with them, blow them around.
Yeah.
So, we took care of that in the yard, and I think we're all set and ready to go. Although here, a little tip here, you know, from Johnny's
gardening corner.
Yeah. I was going to say something like that. Stupid. But anyway, I bought a plastic hose roller. You know, just roll up your hose on it.
Yeah, how's that working?
That didn't work real well. So do not buy a plastic one.
What? You need a metal one.
You really have to have a metal one because the hose from the faucet into this roll, it broke. It broke at that point.
Right
and
away,
I just thought, well, how would that have happened? I have no idea. But anyway, do not buy one of those ever again.
Thank you for that consumer tip.
Right, there you go.
Conrad, did you get outside?
Did you?
Well,
do anything fun and exciting?
You're an outdoor kind of guy.
I didn't do any yard work because I live in an apartment, so I get that handled for me. But, I took a little walk just because I was like, we're not going to get this much longer. So,
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have a nice
3 or 4 miles?
Park nearby or where?
Oh, there's so many different parks to choose from in Green Bay. But I like to choose a walking trail into Pier that actually goes under a bridge as well. It just goes for miles.
Do you have a watch? Can you count your steps?
Yeah.
Do you have something like that?
Yep.
Mm. Okay, cool.
Did you grow up in Green Bay, Connor?
No, I grew up in a small town named Kewaskum.
Oh, I love Kewaskum.
Where is it? I don't know Kewaskum.
I can't remember where it is. I've actually visited Kewaskum. I just don't remember where it is.
You know where West Bend is?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's about 7 minutes north of West Bend.
All right. Because we were going to West Bend, and all of a sudden we thought, let's get out of here. And we drove around, and we went through Kewaskum.
Hmm. Okay. A little bit later on, we'll have Rocker in the studio. Now, usually Terry Barr does bar band Friday nights.
Well, he's going to StreamYard in.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was coming in.
No.
Okay.
Well, if you were here when we were talking production.
I missed the meeting. Yeah. I missed most of the meetings. This evening, Tom and Christy Manis. We've had them on before a few times in our show here in Madison.
They are unbelievable. They have so many stories to tell, so many places they visited in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Different books, mysterious things in Wisconsin. And of course, you've got one here where they're just what?
They travel all around. This is historic Wisconsin roadsides, towns off the beaten path in the Badger State. And they go all over, and they continue to find all these amazing places, just a little bit odd.
And sometimes they're just little things, but they're amazing little things, right?
Fun stuff. They've actually traveled all around the world, I think, but they prefer Wisconsin.
I think that's their next book.
Going around the world?
Something
global?
Some kind of global trip that they're on, you know?
Yeah.
I got to tell you this. I heard this on the way in. You have HBO?
I do have HBO. Yes.
Well, how about that?
I know. I know. It's amazing.
Sean Lennon produced something about his dad and Yoko.
You know, I heard something about that. You remember what it's called? Or just a documentary about his later life?
Yep. Yeah. And giving a lot of credit to Yoko.
Yeah.
And he was asked, what was the one of the most
misunderstood
misunderstood things about Yoko. No, he goes, he goes, her singing.
Of course. Well, she was a different kind of singer, or screamer, yeller.
Well, this is the thing. He said that was just kind of a modern way of singing that she tried out, and she did it. She has actually a pretty nice voice. She writes her own songs. So it's all in this special on HBO.
Yeah, I got to see that. I know she was classically trained as a pianist.
Yes, yes.
And she really was very talented.
Supposedly has a very nice voice.
Yeah.
So
she sang a few things on one of her, you know.
Really?
Yeah, several albums. Mm. So, yeah, and it wasn't the screaming that you think of. That
The Banshee. Did,
the Banshee scream.
Yeah.
But, yeah. She lives in upstate New York somewhere, way out in the middle of nowhere now, and she's in her 90s. She's getting up there. Yeah, she's quite a bit older than John Lennon.
Sean is like 50 years old now.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
And when he looks at his dad, a picture of his dad who was in his late 30s, he feels like he's older.
Really?
Older than he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's got to be a weird feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, he said, you know, Yoko looks at him as though he's still a child.
Yeah.
And we all do as adults, right? I mean, our kids, we no matter how large they grow, how bizarre they look when they're older, we still see the little child in them, don't we?
You know, Sean Ono Lennon, he has been involved in a number of projects of, you know, remastering some of John Lennon's works over the years. And it's interesting. He's left. Julian Lennon is not involved in any of that.
It's wild, isn't it? Julian sounded just like John.
Yes. And it looks amazingly like John.
Yeah.
But Julian Lennon kind of felt left out of that whole process because he wasn't really around, you know, much after, after John left Cynthia Lennon for Yoko. And so he wasn't really involved with the music. Yeah. With his solo, Lennon's solo music. Anyway, we're getting in the weeds here, but it's interesting though. He kind of gets cut out of. Although the two of them get along, Sean and Julian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sean apparently doesn't involve Julian in the music end of things.
Julian had so many really good songs just briefly and a good album, and all of a sudden he just kind of fell off the face of the earth, stopped. I don't know why. Do you know why?
Well, he really got into photography. He's a really great photographer. Okay. He actually puts on, you know, shows and in galleries.
All right.
But I think that's his main thing. But lately, he did put out an album not too long ago, and it's just called Jude.
Because he was
the Jude. Anyway,
Should we get to the question of the night?
I don't know. I think we have to have music provided.
Question of the night light
to cue us into the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
What's that?
Question.
Questions.
What?
What would be the question?
What would be the question tonight?
Conrad, take it away.
Well,
what is that question?
It is National Guac Day, guacamole. And I just want to know your favorite chip dip.
Okay. All right. Oh. All right. We have a list. You know, we post the question early and a lot of people contribute.
Yeah.
And let's go to Wonderfully Wisconsin. Yeah. Says, I'm a sucker for queso blanco. Is that the white?
That must be. Queso blanco?
Yeah, is that that's a white cheese, I think.
Yep, it's the white one.
Yeah. And Amanda Nimmer says, all the dips. Well, control yourself, Amanda.
Can't have
Take
all.
It easy.
Pick one.
She takes a bath in them, you know. Tim Baker, I'm a sucker for French onion.
Okay. Yeah,
but you know, like it's the breath thing after
I know.
That, right?
Yeah.
And Mike Mercury, our friend comedian. He says he loves guacamole, but if I had to choose one, I'll take French onion. My goodness sakes.
How outrageous. Right. What about you, John? What do you prefer?
Oh, man, I tell you, I just like guacamole dip.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the thing, and this is the secret. You can have a really fantastic guacamole dip if you put cumin in the guacamole. It makes the difference, worlds of difference. Just do that.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Catherine Lake says spinach dip. remotely healthy.
Yeah, that's kind of good, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Spinach dip.
Yeah.
I like a ranch dip or a guac. I like guac a lot.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
I guess that would be my choice.
So,
yeah. Dom's in the studio taking pictures of guac. What kind of dip do you like, Dom?
Yeah.
Just yell it out. What do you got? Okay.
French.
Okay,
oh,
French.
No, really? French. Okay. Yikes. Okay. All right.
Okay. Jeez, good enough. Boy. All right. Well, you can chime in. You can call us 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842.
I mean, you got to spice it up a little bit. You got to have something that's creamy for these chips. You just can't have French onion.
Eric from Madison says pico de gallo. De gallo. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that. Anybody want to take a stab at that? Pico de gallo.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either.
Is that
everybody's scratching their head.
Is that the...
Do you know what that is, Conrad? Pico de gallo.
Is that the green...
It has green a light... Tomato? It has a light sauce to it, but it's more like vegetables into it. It's chunks like of vegetables in it, like tomato, peppers, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Oh. is it green chilis?
I'm looking at a picture of it right now.
Oh, I see. It's kind of chunky. I'm not really into that stuff.
No? You don't like chunky?
No, I don't like chunky stuff. No.
Well, that's sad.
I like salsa. You know, that's actually one of my favorite.
I love salsa. But
guacamole with a little cumin in it. Just, it's unbelievable. Tastes like you're in Mexico.
I like a hot salsa.
Oh, yeah. Spicy. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yes. All right.
Okay.
So we got,
we got that going.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Well, you know
what's next?
What's next?
Guys, we actually got a caller right now.
Oh,
do we?
Cindy from Appleton wants to chime in on her favorite dip.
All right.
Cindy, go ahead.
Yes. Love to hear it.
Well, my two favorite dips are a good crab dip and a good creamy chipotle dip.
Oh, chipotle dip. Yes. Yes. I forgot about that. You're right. That is really good. That's great.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
What about the other end of this thing? What kind of chip do you like?
Oh.
You know, I like, you know.
You really have a... You threw us a curveball here, Gordy.
I like the Tostito, multi-grain dip or multi-grain chip.
Yes, yeah. Those are really
A little hard to find in some grocery stores.
They are.
But I think they're really good for you.
I don't like the scoops.
You don't like the scoop?
Yeah. You don't need that much
salsa
or whatever dip you're having.
Yeah, I like the kind of the bite-sized chips.
Oh, yes, the smaller ones, right?
Yeah, the circular ones.
Yes.
Hey, guys, we got another call. Ollie from the North Woods.
Oh, okay.
Who is it?
Ollie from the North Woods.
Ollie. Okay, Ollie, what do you got? What's your favorite?
Hi, guys. Hi. I like to have a artichoke spinach dip with Parmesan cheese, and I like to make it with some water chestnut so it has a little bit of a crunch to it, and then I usually serve it with pita chips.
Oh, that's great.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making me hungry.
That
Ollie.
Is really a good dip as well. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, sounds that's one great. Of my favorite as well. Yeah. Artichoke. Yeah. Wow. Well,
thanks
thank
for calling,
you for
Ollie.
That, Ollie.
That's, that's
oh, it is
thank
a
you.
Good question.
Thank you.
All right. We're just getting started.
You can thank Conrad for that one.
Conrad. Good question.
Although we could take credit for it.
All right. Just getting started with Nightlight for a Friday night. It's John Agordi in for Pete Schwabe. We'll be back with more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on Civic Media Radio and John and Gordy filling in. And we were having some fun with the question of the night. What is
That's
your favorite guac dip or dip? basically for your chips.
Right.
And
we're running through some of the answers.
Yeah,
here.
Some really great suggestions though.
Well, we had one from Eric in Madison, and we didn't know how to pronounce a pico de gallo.
Yeah,
the pronunciation.
There you go,
because Catherine corrected us. She said gallo.
She's our program director. And,
and then she said Mexican.
There she goes. And then she continues to.
Yes, green, because we wondered what color it was. Yes, green.
I thought it was green.
Responding by text to everything we're saying. And then she said, I'm wrong, drunk. Well, come on. It's only 6:20. Pace yourself.
She's worried about us.
Oh, really? Okay.
Hey,
she thinks we're drunk.
We talked to Scott Dickers, who was one of the founders of The Onion.
Yes.
The
world famous Onion.
Yes. And they're still going strong. I mean, you could subscribe to their newspaper. You get a newspaper mailed to you each month. And I haven't done that yet, but I'm waiting for a deal on the subscription rate.
It is a little pricey.
Yeah. Right. But Scott's not really involved in The Onion anymore, but he has his book. And it's called The Onion Story. You might want to check that out. He does have a audio version of it. And I am mentioned in the book. All right?
You are mentioned. John Peterson,
I am mentioned
in book.
I am mentioned in that book because I recognize The Onion being really, really innovative and fun and just really off the wall.
Back in the 80s, right? Late 80s?
Late 80s, yeah. Yes. And we were at another radio station and we thought, oh, this would be a great feature on the radio station. Onion Radio. Mm-hmm. Basically. And so can we play that cut, Conrad? This is a little clip from his book.
Scott
and this
Dickers.
Is Scott Dickers narrating as well.
One of Bob's staff engineers was John Peterson, a local DJ at one of Madison's rock radio stations, WMAD. With his dulcet tones, he expressed to me his great appreciation of The Onion and his dream that The Onion have its own radio segment, which he would play on his popular morning radio show on WMAD. He offered to help us produce a show that would bring Onion news to radio audiences. When I first visited Abella Audio, I salivated at Bob's extensive rack of well-organized sound effect and music CDs. They put my meager sound effect albums and unusable, due to copyright restraints, movie soundtrack albums to shame. He not only had any sound effect you could want, digitally recorded, but an amazing royalty-free music collection called Nostalgia Themes.
Yes.
Bob and I immediately negotiated a deal where I paid him a flat fee, $50, to copy his music CD treasures on digital audio tape so I could use them in my own productions. The tracks would score countless Onion audio productions in the future. A bed of teletype machines was still the requisite sound of a parody newscast at this time. Even some actual newscasts continued to use this ever-present background sound effect.
See?
And John had an impressive version from the Series 1000 and 2000 collections offered by Sound Ideas, a professional sound effect library. He even had more than one teletype option. I adapted a few Onion stories as radio scripts and played news anchor Oswald Pliffett. I conscripted Christine Wentz, an exceedingly pleasant and gung-ho voice work cohort, to play another anchor named June Bunt.
There you go. So I guess
so you're mentioned
nice.
In the
mentioned,
book.
Mentioned
the,
in the book.
The
yeah.
book is called The Onion Story.
It is.
It's out now. It's brand new. He's written several books actually, but this one is a little bit more personal.
This is a chapter where he discovered radio as another way to advance the Onion legend.
Mm-hmm. And of course, everybody knows about him now. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's been around for
the TV
years.
Shows were really fun. I mean, they were really good. They had a takeoff of the early morning network shows, which are just brain dead. they're god awful, but the guests were really really outrageous. In fact, I have one all edited up.
Really?
I have it edited up for our morning show. And we never, ever got to it because we never get to half the stories I bring in, sadly.
Well, we'll have some time for
you
it.
Think so?
Yeah.
In the future. Thank you for promising that.
Empty
promises.
I remember the Onion News, the TV Onion News.
Yes.
Is what we're talking about?
That's
the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't last that long.
No, it was on for a couple of years, I think. But a lot of those clips are available on YouTube. All right.
We're still getting some texts from Catherine.
Oh yeah,
And oh, really? I don't know what this one means.
Not as drunkry as before.
No, she just said, really? And then I forget dats. What is that? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. D-A-T-S.
I don't know.
Dots. Dots?
I don't know.
All right. Just keep texting, Catherine.
Yeah. You keep trying.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
And again, the question of the night is, what is your favorite chip dip? And mm-hmm. we're taking your calls and suggestions on the text as well. So let us know what you think.
Yeah, Rocker's in the studio, and we're getting ready to do the Max Inc. preview, the Friday night edition.
Yeah, this is a special edition. Rocker says that it's going to be a sing-along. Every really? Song we have to sing along.
I didn't know that.
He brought the lyrics in, so.
Fabulous.
It might be a more irritating version of the program.
I can't wait. Hey, we got a text here from Lori in Hayward. Good evening. Not sure if anybody has mentioned a good dip salsa verde. Mm-hmm. That's made with
green chilies,
right? Chopped tomato or chopped onions, lime, cilantro, and can have jalapeno peppers. Anywhere from mild to hot.
I love that.
Usually served with a good tortilla.
Anything with lime in it. In fact, that's what I add to guac.
Thank you, Lori.
It's cumin and a little bit of lime. A few drops of lime. It's delicious. This
talk of food. I'm getting really hungry.
Well,
Dom, could you run down and get some food?
Could you get the guac?
Okay, great.
Wait. Fabulous. We've got guests to let in.
We need him.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, after we take a check of news, we'll be
back with
welcoming Rocker into the studio. It's John and Gordy in for Pete Schwabba on Nightlight, the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell me more than this.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. John and Gordy are filling in. We're trying to irritate you so much that you just can't wait for Pete to come back.
Well, mission accomplished so far this evening, yes. I guess. It's time for us to welcome Rocker into the studio. And we had you on our early morning show here in Madison this morning. Good to see you again, Rocker. How was your day?
It was great. We're double dipping, guys. Isn't this awesome?
Yeah, I know.
Max Inc. Radio, Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. But, you know, I was going to say that the chip dip, I think would be apropos for the moment, would be onion dip, right?
Onion dip.
For the onion. But
of course.
I was going to bring up my memory of the onion because I came to go to school here at the UW in 1986.
Onion coupons.
And, I mean, when I got into the dorms, we were in the dorms, and there was this crazy newspaper, right?
Yep.
And really, it was all about the ads. The Uncle Jim's ad with free onions and free shrooms on your za, right?
Oh.
And then, of course, the bottom, you could just clip off with the scissors, the whole bottom of the paper.
Yeah.
And then that would be like a coupon book each week. And
it's great.
Drinks, pizza, you know.
It was just
Taco Grande. I mean, you know.
That's what made the popular.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, other than like the soap opera, descriptions of what happened that week and the university calls, calls by the university police were always good fun, right?
good reading material.
True. Yeah. It wasn't even fake. Yeah. They would go and they would find stuff where the UW, you know, police were involved. And it's always students and drunk people.
That section.
All the classified ads too.
Wow.
Those were the days.
Those were the days, weren't they?
We're getting a few more. So what is your favorite dip? Are you going with onion?
I'm going with onion today.
All right.
Well, Paula says beer cheese dip.
Yeah,
with a big soft pretzel. Yum.
That's actually my mom texting in.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Mom.
Catherine is on the phone right now to clarify some things for you guys.
Oh, gosh. Okay. What is it?
Okay.
Catherine?
Good evening, Catherine.
You can clarify a few things here. Your odd, drunk rants here that we're getting.
I mean, I don't know why I can't shut up. I don't know why I can't stop texting you guys. I'm like stalking you throughout the day. But okay, so the dip I answered, and then I got into, because Dickers, because yes. If we're doing the Dickers salute,
we understand. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. If we're doing the Dickers salute, my experience with him, when you start playing anything having to do with him audio-wise, my experience with him was Radio Pirates. I got into the Radio Pirates.
That's right.
I wrote for The Onion a couple times, like your wife did, John. I did a couple of reviews of movies and things like that. But I was never really, and it was a business manager, believe it or not, for a little while, like for like 6 months or a year maybe. But it was the Radio Pirates with Dickers and laughing ourselves nauseous with the voices and the scripts. He is so flipping funny. And his partner, Jay Rath, so funny. Great writers. And the experience of doing, oh, my God, just laughing ourselves sick. That's it.
Well,
that's all I got.
We all chipped in a few times.
Yes, I mean, the thing is, from what I remember, Scott was very specific about the dialogue.
Right.
You know, he didn't want to change it.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Well, anyway, that was my. Yeah, I know he's a good writer.
And we did get the reference to DAT tape, DAT tape, digital audio tape.
Digital, yes, because I forgot that's the way we used to work on.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, this is so dumb. Goodbye.
I was the producer. I remember that.
Bottoms up, and we'll talk to you later. Okay. All right.
We're taking all this time away from Rocker.
Rocker wants to preview what's going to be on.
It's a Bar Band Friday. That's
Conrad,
what it's all about.
Go ahead and wave your hands if there's another call coming in. Just let us know. All right. Okay. All right. Rocker, let's talk about Max Inc.
Yeah. Here we go. On? Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights. This week, Rob Roberts is spinning local Wisconsin-made music on Max Inc. Radio. And you can listen to the podcast of the show, listen to the live stream at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio, or listen to our podcast at our Spotify and Apple Music pages. Just search Max Inc. Radio. So, you guys, I will be out on Saturday night because it's my birthday.
Yes, it is.
And
that's right.
I will be at VO5.
Yes.
November 15th, 7:30 p.m. sharp. It's the 20th anniversary extravaganza of the legendary Madison band VO5. It's all going to take place at Atwood Music Hall, and that's at the corner of Winnebago and Atwood Avenue on Madison's east side. In case you're not from here, get your butt down here, because it's going to be, of course, VO5 is a disco, 70s disco tribute. That's just absolutely amazing. And for this show, they're going to have a special show with a string section, enhanced horn section, and the Hot Oil Dancers, along with
the hot oil dancers.
That's
what?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in for a great show, and there's going to be a mayoral proclamation for Madison. I think VO5 day. Can you believe it?
Excellent.
20 years of VO5. That's happening tomorrow night. And VO5, they back in 2015, they did a rap song for Wisconsin. And it's really fun. It's a little different than what they normally do, the disco. But it's theirs, and it's Wisconsin rap. This is VO5, Wisconsin rap.
All right.
All you people from Brooklyn think you're really great. Well, I'm here to tell you about a better state. It's a state of mind, don't need to be refined. It's 100% grade A behind Wisconsin. Get you some cherry, and late that night she can take you going to the White Gull Inn for the Friday fish ball.
You like to get naked and ain't afraid to show it. Go to Amazing Manny Beach and let the world know it. Throw your clothes on the sand, wave your gonads in the breeze, get bit up by mosquitoes and
sand fleas.
Don't matter if you're fat or got blotchy skin. In Wisconsin, looking funny, well it ain't no sin. Take my picnic along and a frisbee, y'all, and watch out for the occasion.
Oh, that's great stuff.
That it really is.
Yeah. VO5.
VO5, the Wisconsin Rap 20-year extravaganza tomorrow night at the Atwood Music Hall.
Yeah.
Really, it's going to be a great show.
Can't wait.
tons of dancers. Yep. Gordon will be going.
I'm going too. Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You're going to be there celebrating your birthday. So
that's right.
It'll be fun.
And I'm going to be bringing my wife, Alice, and my daughter, Lizzie. We're going to go have a lot of fun.
Oh, great.
You know, normally we're working during VO5 at Atwood Fest, so we get to kind of have some fun here tomorrow night.
Yep. Be fun.
Flannel Fest, it's coming up. The Record Company, The Mascot Theory, Beth Killey Band, American Scarecrows, and they do this benefit for the Wisconsin Warm and Cool Fund, and it's really a great show. They've raised $170,000 for this fund already. It's in its 11th year, and on the 21st of November, that will be at the Barrymore Theater here in Madison, and then November 22nd at Tanner's Bar and Grill. That's in Kimberly, which is just outside of Appleton. And the Record Company, they're a Grammy-nominated band. I'm sure everybody knows this song, but I didn't even know, actually, it was the Record Company. So this was great discovering this. The Record Company, The Mascot Theory, Beth Killey Band, American Scarecrows, it's Flannel Fest. Right now, let's check out The Record Company. This is Off the Ground.
All right, let's hear it.
I gotta give myself off the side of the road. I gotta give myself up off the side of the road.
Record Company.
Yeah, they're a really big band. So, but it's kind of fun because, you know, of course, they're going to be playing with three other kind of local or regional bands. American Scarecrows, so they are from Minneapolis. Of course, Beth Killey Band and The Mascot Theory are from right here in Madison. Mm-hmm.
And where's that show again?
That is going to be at the Barrymore Theater, November 21st and the 22nd at Tanner's Bar and Grill in Kimberly.
Excellent.
Right up there in the Fox Valley.
I think we got time for another one here.
All right.
Two.
You know what? I'm going to skip ahead to a rocker's closet then real quick if we got time, right?
Yes.
And we were talking about Sigmund Snopek.
Yes.
And his album, Wisconsin Sane, right? It was back from 1987. He's from Milwaukee. It's co-produced by Victor DiLorenzo of the Violent Femmes and Brian Ritchie of the Femmes, the bassist. Mm-hmm. He guests on banjo, bass, guitar, and mandolin for this song. Let's check it out right now because it's a good song. It's about Milwaukee.
It's pretty cool.
It's about Milwaukee. It's thank God this isn't Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, some people think they got a lot to complain about when they get a flat tire on 35th and National. Or they get lost in the Industrial Valley on the way home from a Brewers game. But not me. You see, I know better. Because I've been all over the whole world. I traveled far and wide. Back home to the land of a thousand bars. Some people bitch about Milwaukee, but me, I don't really care. As long as I can drink that beer, as long as I can have my blue hair, well, thank God this isn't Cleveland. Thank God this isn't Cleveland.
Yeah, Sigmund Snopek.
The good old days, you know, Sigmund Snopek had a big hit with Kathleen way, way back when. But, you know, just going back to the time when there were thousands of bars in Milwaukee, what a place to be.
Oh, that's changed?
I think it has. Yeah, it has changed a little bit. But there were like three bars on each block.
Oh, yeah. In a house, right?
Yeah,
in the middle of a neighborhood,
exactly.
One of the houses could fire the bar.
Yes.
Tons of places in Milwaukee like that.
So what happened to Sigmund?
He's still around. Is he's still jamming in Milwaukee.
Okay.
I mean, to me, I love how passionate he is.
Yes. Yeah.
Like he must really hate Cleveland, you know. we got to have like Milwaukee be better at Cleveland's expense. But you can tell he's like, thank God. You just like, you know, get it out there.
Well, have you been to Cleveland?
I've been through Cleveland.
Have you been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It's a great place.
I actually got off on the wrong exit once, and you were driving around Cleveland like, man, where's the freeway?
How do we get out of here?
How do we get back on? You got to zigzag and wow.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. We just have a
We have a minute here, but we can stick around.
Don't leave.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you about, you know, a couple of things that we're going on. Right. So make sure that you go listen to our podcast, right? Cause you can hear things like Bam. Bam was right here on Max Inc. Radio live in our studio. And Bam, the band, they're playing with Jeremiah Jam's band coming up Friday, November 21st at the Harmony Bar. And let's just listen to a little clip. This is Mountain live recorded right here in this studio.
Okay. I think we have that. Or perhaps not.
I think we should wait till the next segment.
We don't have time for this.
All right.
But I'll tell you what.
We're out of time.
Yes, for the moment, but we'll be back with Rocker with the Max Inc. preview, the bar band Friday night. And stay with us. It's John and Gordy in for Pete Schwabe on Nightlight.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah. Oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place, you can dance and be safe. In the basement.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, John, and Gordy filling in, and it's Bar Band Friday with Rocker in the studio, and we've got great music to play for you. But first, let's get caught up in a text. Yeah, because Steve, apparently Conrad's dad.
Correct.
Is that right? Okay, that's confirmed. He likes French onion dip, but more so now today. Anyway, he likes the hot beer cheese. It goes with just about anything. I agree with him. You could put anything in it. Chips, potato chips, French fries, soft pretzels, you can do anything.
Anything with that. Conrad, do you agree with your father on that
Who
one?
Are you, what side are you on? Yeah. Ballas?
Because your mom said beer cheese dip with a pretzel too.
So. You know, beer cheese is great, but I go with buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
With a hot red hot sauce in it.
Mm. Yep. All right. Good to know.
Yes. All right, let's get back to Rocker. We got this great song. We led up to it. Now,
we led up to it. It was Bam, and they had played here just a week ago, right here in the studio on WMDX down in Madison. And every Saturday night, we feature a live performer in our studio, and this was Bam. Of course, you can see him live coming up at the Harmony Bar with Jeremiah Jam's band out of Green Bay. That'll be Friday, November 21st. But right now, Mountain. This is live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. This is Bam.
We said
that's got a great sound.
I can hear the rest of the bar, you know, singing along to that part.
Right. Everybody get into it.
And they're just, you know, great Wisconsin guys. The bassist, he's from Wisconsin Rapids up there, so WFHR territory.
Yeah.
And then some guys from Baraboo, and then some of the guys are from Madison. So they're all from around the whole state. That's the
beautiful
Bo Allen Melton Music. Bam. Mm-hmm. B-A-M-M. Cool. Find them on Facebook. They're a really great band.
All right.
All right.
you know, I went into my closet, right?
Yes.
So let's get into another one. I found Sigmund Snowpeck, but you know what? I found another little gem that I thought I'd bring in tonight.
You got a lot of stuff in that closet.
I do.
I hope you go in there and clean it out every once in a while.
No, that's the problem.
Really?
That's
it's all problem. Cluttered?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's why a lot of stuff falls on my head. Well, I'm looking for great tunes like this from Loose Bruce Kerr. He's from Waukesha, the Cheesehead song. He's a humorist, right? And it's an original song about Wisconsin. And by birth, he's from Waukesha, but he graduated from University of Wisconsin Law School here at Madison. And he records his songs and videos now in his garage in Silicon Valley in Northern California.
Wow.
But he's been on Dr. Demento, Jim Bohannon radio shows, coast to coast. And he's actually an attorney now, a high-tech attorney for Sun Microsystems in Northern California. But he does funny songs. Cool. And I thought I'd bring it in right now. Let's check it out. This is Bruce Kerr, the Cheesehead song.
All right.
Wisconsin has its treasures. Take muskies in July. Winter's nice with all that ice and snow at Christmas time. Beer and brats are tasty, but quite apart from these, there is only one thing that we love, and that is cheese. Hey, I'm a living cheesehead that you are talking to, and cheeses stick together like darling, I'm with you. So if you really love me, and when you wish to please, honey, I come from Wisconsin, give me sex or give me cheese. Hey, where's the drinking fountain? I think you mean bubbler. In 1634, when Nicolay came to Green Bay, he brought along some cheese.
A smell that's lasted to today.
Woo! At Madison, the capital, engraved in rocket reads the motto of Wisconsin, give me sex or give me cheese. Hey, I'm a living cheesehead that you are talking to, and cheese that stick together like I am stuck on you. So if you really love me, and when you wait to please, honey, I come from Wisconsin, and I've got my needs and wants. Give me sex or give me,
say cheese.
That's beautiful.
That is slick. I like that a lot. All right.
Bruce Kerr.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Kerr.
Really well.
Loose Bruce Kerr. Yeah. Is that funny or
that's
what?
That's amazing. Great.
That is I couldn't help but bring that one in.
All right. Max Inc. Tomorrow night.
That's right.
What's the lineup?
Every Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m., it's going to be Rob Roberts. He's just going to be in for us. I'm going to be off celebrating my birthday over VO5 at the Atwood Music Hall. So Rob will be spinning tunes, and we'll be back next week after that.
Very cool. All right. Well, we'll see you there. I'm going to go to that show. That'll be a good time.
Going to be fun.
Can't wait.
Atwood Music Hall. 7:30.
7:30?
Is sharp is when it starts. So doors open at 7.
All right.
They got a lot of music to cover.
Okay. We're getting
a pretty good response with the favorite dip for your chips.
Yeah, we got some more. Got one more answer there at the bottom.
Oh, okay. Hi, John and Gory and Rocker. The secret to a great dip is a great chip.
I agree.
Mrs. Mike's chips. Really?
Out of Freeport, Illinois.
Oh.
Best potato chips on earth. Wow. I've heard of Mrs. Mike's.
I'm going to have to try that.
Order some online and get some French onion dip, and you'll have an experience you will not forget. Believe me, it's worth a try. Thank you, Murray from Madison. Okay.
And Tom from New Berlin says, sometimes I'm a dip. Does that count?
Okay, Tom. Thank you for that.
Yes, that does count, Tom.
Rocker, once again, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it, man.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for coming in.
We've got more coming up right around the corner. Tom and Christy Manis, they are travel writers.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.